Welcome to Explorations in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember. This week, Barbara Klein and I tell about one of the most influential thinkers in science history. Charles Darwin developed the theory of how living things develop from simpler organisms over long periods of time. That theory is known as evolution through natural selection.
Charles Darwin read widely and sought ideas from other fields of study. He was influenced by Thomas Malthus's work, An Essay on the Principle of Population, written in 1798. Malthus argued that populations are always limited by the food supply. Darwin would later say that this work caused him to realize the struggle for limited resources was a fact of life. He said small changes took place in individual animals. Changes that helped them survive would continue, but those that did not would be destroyed. The result of this would be the formation of new species. The British philosopher Herbert Spencer described this struggle as survival of the fittest. But biologists use the term natural selection to describe the evolutionary process.
Charles Darwin developed his idea slowly over more than 20 years. He was concerned that he would lose the support of the scientific community if he revealed it. He wrote to his friend, botanist Joseph Hooker, that speaking about evolution was like confessing a murder. It was not until 1858 that Darwin was forced to release his theory to the public. Another naturalist, Alfred Russel Wallace, had independently written a paper that contained ideas similar to Darwin's concerning evolution. Wallace had reached these ideas from his studies on islands in the western Pacific Ocean. With help from Darwin's friends, the two naturalists presented a joint scientific paper to the Linnaean Society of London in July of 1858. At first, there was little reaction. Then, in November 1859, Darwin released the results of all his work on evolution. The book was called On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. It was an immediate success.
The Origin of Species was praised by many scientists, but religious leaders denounced it. For them, evolution opposed the explanation of creation found in the book of Genesis in the Bible. Today, almost all scientists accept the theory of evolution. But many non-scientists are unsure about whether humans evolved over millions of years. In the United States, public opinion studies have shown that less than half the population believes in evolution.
Natural selection does not explain everything about why species evolve. Darwin did not know about Gregor Mendel's work on heredity, and the discovery of genetics and DNA molecules took place long after his death. Yet, Darwin theorized in a world much different from the one we know. That is why scientists today wonder at the depth of his knowledge and the strength of his arguments. Charles Darwin died on April 19, 1882. He was buried at Westminster Abbey in London, among other heroes of Britain.
This program was written and produced by Mario Ritter. I'm Barbara Klein.
And I'm Steve Ember.